National consultations aimed at providing a platform for women to voice their needs and interests about commerce in the contents of the African Continental Free Trade Area have already begun. And so the exercise, which hopes to identify factors hindering the participation of women in cross-border trade, is being supported by the UN Development Program in South Sudan. Well, I'm joined by a UNDP gender analyst, Margaret Mathiang, this morning. Good morning, Margaret Mathiang. Welcome to Miraya Breakfast.
Yeah, good morning, and thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being present. Kindly give us a background on this national consultative forum for women in trade.
Yeah, thank you very much for this question. In December 2020, during the African Union Extraordinary Summit for the heads of state, the heads of state called for the development of a protocol on women in trade to address the needs of women engaged in cross-border trade and to facilitate increased opportunities in trade for African women. UNDP and UN Women were given the task of supporting the preparatory phase of developing the protocol by facilitating national consultations in their countries to look at the issues that you mentioned earlier. What are the challenges and what are the opportunities and what are the recommendations that could be included in the protocol for women in trade? So UN Women is doing an online survey, and UNDP facilitated consultations in partnership with the National Ministry of Gender, Child and Social Welfare and the Ministry of Trade and Industry.
Okay.
So,
all right.
The consultation was done both at the national and the subnational level.
And you attended the first ever consultative forum. How would you describe it?
I can describe it as an opportunity given to South Sudanese women who are in trade to voice their views, and also for South Sudan as a nation to contribute to the development of the protocol on women and trade. So it was a great opportunity. Also for creation of awareness about what is needed to improve the engagement of women of South Sudan in cross-border trade.
Okay. And you know, most women, not just in South Sudan alone, in Africa, due to the cultural context, don't always speak up because they've never had platforms really to speak out in, you know, in public. And so in these matters of trade and business, how confident are you that women will have a good representation?
Thank you very much. South Sudanese women are no longer same. They are now more enlightened. Now you can hear of South Sudanese women who are in manufacturing. You can also hear of South Sudanese women who are in agriculture and so forth. So I think time has come for South Sudanese women actually to wake up and be part of this and lead the collective responsibility, actually. Most of the trades that are at the cross-border level are non-informal, but now South Sudanese women are heading into formalization of this, and they're involved also, especially the young women, in technology and innovative and creative industries, and this is encouraging.
Okay. And as you call on women to become more engaged in this consultation, what do they gain from it? How does this consultation forum help women in trade?
Yeah, thanks very much. First of all, through the consultation and bringing women together from different sectors, they have created networks. And also through the interactions with the partners, they have also they also learn about opportunities that are existing within South Sudan, and also learn more about what is this African Free Continental Trade Area. Many people were not very much aware that South Sudan was a signatory, but we are just waiting for the ratification of the agreement, and hopefully maybe South Sudan will have an action plan on the implementation of the of this framework in South Sudan.
Okay. What would you say are some of the challenges facing women in trade? Have they already also started sharing, since the consultation already started, what are some of the challenges that are being put out there?
Yeah, thanks for this question. Actually, a number of challenges were aired out by the women. One of the key challenges, of course, is in security issues at the border. As women, and especially when they are young women, sometimes they feel like there is harassment at the border, there is sexual harassment at the border. And then also lack of information about some of these regulations put them into situations whereby the only way to come out from those situations is maybe to apply a corrupt practice, give bribes for maybe your good to be allowed to go across. But there are also a number of issues that they air out, lack of financial support for their businesses. The business that you do here in South Sudan is maybe of low value. It's not a business that maybe can be taken out. And also there was harassment at the checkpoints. There's so many checkpoints before you reach where the destination you want to take your goods to. There is also no credit institution to give loan to the women and no access to foreign currency. And now with the COVID-19, for example, if you want to cross to Uganda, you have to be tested here. You also have to be tested in Uganda. So a number of challenges were mentioned, and these are some of them. And interestingly, some of the comments that came out is sometimes when men don't support women, they are also obstacles to the development of women in the business.
Okay. Now, with this information, what does UN Women and UNDP plan to do with this information?
Okay, we are going to develop a report which we are going to share with our regional office, and it is going to be compiled into a report which is going to be part of a validation workshop to ensure that the women's voices have been well represented in the final report. There's going to be a workshop in Ghana, I think in August, whereby these issues will be presented. It's not only South Sudan that participated in the consultation. We have Botswana and other countries that also participated. So all these ideas will be presented in that workshop, validation workshop, and after that a protocol will be drafted and approved, inshallah.
Okay. Now, this report is theory. It's just a list of the issues that need to be addressed. Now, in South Sudan, when should women expect action and implementation of these submissions? And who is responsible for that?
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, South Sudan signed the African Free Continental Trade Agreement.
Yes.
But it is not yet ratified. So when it is ratified by the parliament, which is just...
yet to be sworn in, yes.
Yes, yet to be sworn in. Mm-hmm. We hope South Sudan will develop a working strategy on how to implement all this. And I think... it is going to be a collective responsibility. The Ministry of Trade will be there, Ministry of Gender, and others. So it's going to be a collective strategy.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me. Before I let you go, what message do you have for women out there, and especially women who are participating in trade?
Yeah, I want to tell the women, especially those who participated, that your voice matters. You are the one who is on ground. You are the one who understands the context of South Sudan. And being part of airing the voices and contributing to development of the protocol on women and trade, we hope South Sudan will be a beneficiary. And we hope South Sudan economic empowerment for women will be taken as one of the priorities in this country.
Okay. Thank you for joining me this morning, Margaret Mathiang. Do have a lovely day.
Thank you so much, and have a good day too.
Okay.